Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarne. If you're going to be here, give a seat. You have to catch a flight. Today I'm speaking on Vihayasa Gatihi. Means you can just go. No need of a plane. Yeah, this is the place from which we all have to go. We have to go from Vaikuntha to Vaikuntha. Actually, we're going to Goloka. You know very well. You know ISKCON, right? Very well. From America. All right. I don't know if you can all understand what we're talking about, but he understands. Vihayasa Gatihi means the path through space. I'm speaking on today. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Shreshtam Anumapi Shachiputram Atraswarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim. Radha Kundam Girivaramahu Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tine Smarane Hoi Bigna Binashan Anayashe Hoi Nijavanchita Puran Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today I plan to speak on, just now, Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 880, according to the numbering system given by Sri Parashara Bhatta. Before that, little addendum to our talk on book distribution yesterday. I'm sure Gokul Chandra Prabhu told me previously, but somehow the enormity of it didn't register with me until this morning when I was told that apart from 1,080 sets of Prabhupada's books during the marathon in Salem, 60,000 small books 60,000 small books were also distributed. That's a lot of books. I think that's more books. I mean, I wasn't on book distribution like you for 13 years and in Finland or anywhere else, but that's more than I distributed in all my time in England. Well, I was only there for 2 years. 60,000 books, primarily by Maitreya Prabhu and team in the colleges. So they're going to students. Get them young. Kaumara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataneha durlabhang manusham janma tadapya dhruvam artadam. If you don't know the meaning of this verse, find it out. You should know. This is also an appropriate time to thank everyone today or tomorrow, because we'll all be taking off tomorrow. Most of the devotees. Thank everyone Ram Jagannath Prabhu, who's probably not here, right here now. He's the main organizer of this festival, coordinating everything quietly in the background with his team. And we can thank all the kirtan leaders, but even more essential to keep the kirtan going on is the cooks and servers and pot washers and vegetable cutters and garland makers, rangoli makers, book table staff. We always go on with book distribution. Actually, the book distribution goes down during the Shravanam Kirtan camps, because everyone's in the Shravanam Kirtan camp. But the idea is that you get a recharge and go out and distribute more and more and more. Thanks to the donors, whoever you may be, wherever you may be. Others are also welcome to, everyone's welcome to donate to help cover up the shortfall of the, as we had in our last camp, it was a huge shortfall. You can also give to ISKCON Salem temple construction, whatever you can. Now's the time. You may regret later if you don't do it, because once it's built, that's it. Now's the chance. So please donate for that. Special thanks to all the attendees, all of you, because there's no festival without devotees. However good the arrangements may be, we need devotees to come and sing and dance and be happy. I often say that. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So in our movement, you're not allowed to be unhappy. It's against the order of the guru. He told us to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Special thanks to Mukunda Prabhu, Mukunda Datta Prabhu, for again and again gracing us with his presence and sharing his oceanic, not only knowledge of Shastra, but realization, insight, and great faith in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and the process that Srila Prabhupada has given us. And that is really what we all need. We are impressed and enlivened and informed by his shastric knowledge. But that's all useless without the vital factor which he has, which is yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmanaha. There are so many who have knowledge, but not without that firm faith in guru for all of us. The guru who we're all looking, just like here in Sri Rangam, everyone has their guru, but everyone's looking to Ramanuja. We're all sheltered by him. So the firm faith in him, that's what we really want to communicate. And that we're talking about book distribution, increasing the book distribution. And yesterday, Jagan Mohan was talking about having the confidence. Where does that confidence come from? That confidence comes from the faith that these books are the absolute truth as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through all the acharyas, through Srila Prabhupada, which the world needs. That Krishna, the faith that Krishna is with me. Krishna wants everyone to have these books. These books are Krishna. And the faith and understanding that I cannot distribute any books. I can simply be an instrument. You don't, if our ego gets in the way, then no one takes any books, as book distributors know. This morning was announced about shaving the head for the initiation ceremony tomorrow. I just made a point that men only, because in Tirupati, in Andhra in general, you see in Simhachalam and other places, the women also shave their heads. So women don't shave their head. But I also thought to say that at least for the initiation ceremony, if the ladies can tie up their hair in the traditional way, the Triveni, this tying it and then it behind it's all loose, that's not proper. Tie it in the proper way, please. You can do it every day as we're trying to establish traditional Vedic culture. So that's one small part which is gradually being lost. So please do that. Okay. Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 880, Vihayasa Gatihi. Some of the names are in Vishnu Sahasranam. They are readily understandable, even if you don't have deep knowledge of Shastra or their common names. Just like one name we have in Vishnu Sahasranam at the beginning is Vishnu. That's the name of Vishnu. So that's well known. The first name is Vishva, which is, it's also a common word. And even just like yesterday, we were discussing Preeti Vardhanaha. So if one has some little knowledge, if you read Srila Prabhupada's books regularly and read the Sanskrit verses, as he also wanted us to do, then Preeti Vardhana, you can work out what it means. Preeti is a common word. Love, it's common in Indian languages up to the present day. And Vardhana, who increases. But Vihayasa Gatihi is a name which the meaning is not obvious unless you are deeply in Sanskrit. Can you work out what it, do you know what it means? You don't, you see. Mukunda, he's a genuine Sanskrit scholar, but the meaning isn't apparent to him. That doesn't mean he's any less of a scholar, but it just means that it's just like in any language. My mother tongue is English, but it doesn't, I probably only know, if you get the full Oxford dictionary, I probably, definitely less than 50% of the words in there, if you think, consider archaic words, obscure words, technical words, there's so many, there's legalese, means legal language, a lot of that's in Latin, and then medical terms, and then so many arcane terms which are just used by specialists. So in the same way, we can't expect everyone to know every word in Sanskrit, with the exception of Krishna. And Vyasadeva, Patanjali, maybe he also maybe he also doesn't know. He can work it out by going to the roots. Anyway, Vihayasa Gatihi. Gatihi is a common word, which means, common meaning is destination or goal. So what does Vihayasa mean? Well, it has more than one meaning, as do most words in Sanskritam. Mukunda, what do you think? Most words, you can extrapolate, apart from the well-known meaning, you can get so many meanings. That's why we also need Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta, because if you take Shastra, you can explain it. And even I'm going through this Dashama Tippani of Sanatana Goswami on the 10th canto of Bhanu Maharaj's translation. And in many verses, he'll give many different meanings, possible meanings, and he'll also give the opposite meaning, because in many cases, you can give exactly the opposite meaning, especially if you split the sandhi, where there's a dirgha, a long A, and then we find this in Vishnu Sahasranam also, then you can get the standard meaning and the opposite meaning also. So it becomes prati shloke, prati akare, nana artha koi. In Bhagavatam, there every verse and every syllable has various meanings. So what does Vihayasa mean? If we get the understanding of Vihayasa, then we can get an idea of what Vihayasa Gatihi means. Vi at the beginning is an upasarga, a prefix, which also can mean, that also can be, has various meanings. Often used as an intensifier, is it not? Then from the root ha, it doesn't say exactly, but we go to gato, to get, to attain. Or it can mean ha tyage, to abandon. So it means giving or giving up. The same word can be explained in opposite ways. Gati means that which is attained, which in common usage gives the connotation of that which we desire to attain, the goal. In Orisha, I found several devotees with odd names like Govinda Gati, Gati Govinda, Gati Krishna. Who is our goal? Krishna Govinda. Anyway, without giving all the different methods of extrapolation from, it's all based on Panini's sutras. Vihayasa means space, that through which one goes, which here means space, and it can also mean yajna sacrifice, and it can also mean sattvic people who perform austerities and other methods for purification. Thus, Vihayasa Gati can mean one who travels in space, one who is attained by those who follow the sattvic path. This is Vihayasa Gatihi. Amarakosha, the Sanskrit dictionary compiled by a Jain, Hemachandra. Those days, Jain culture was predominant, more than Vedic culture in many parts of India. So he gives the meaning for the word Vihayasa, sky, bird, who goes through space, a bird. He also gives Lord Vishnu's abode, because although he was a Jain, because he's a lexicographer, so he gives all the meanings, even the non-Jain ones. Lord Vishnu's abode. Vihayasa, Vyad Vishnu Padam Vihayasi. Parashara Bhatta gives the meaning of this name. He, Vishnu, is the means for the attainment of Paramapadam, which is Paramapadam in Sri Vaishnav culture is an important term. It's one way of saying Vaikuntha, the supreme place, the supreme abode. Tata Nirurha Bhakti Parakotibi Vihayasam. And also explained, Parama Vyoma Padameva Gamyate Asmat Iti Vihayasa Gatihi. Vishnu is called Vihayasa Gatihi, because it is through him that devotees who have reached the highest stage of bhakti attain their supreme abode, and it's because of him. Through him and because of him. Why do they even want to go there anyway? Why do you all want to come to Sri Rangam? Why does everyone come to Sri Rangam? Is the ice cream better here? They're coming for Sri Ranganatha Swami. So he is the reason that the elevated people want to go to the Supreme Abode, and he is the means of doing so. In this regard, Parashara Bhatta quotes from Vishnu Purana, Bhungtva cha vipulan bhogan, that reminds us of the Gita shlok, Taitam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam, but kshine punye martelokam vishanti, those they enjoy in the heavenly worlds and then they come back again when their punya, their stock of punya is exhausted. But it's round the other way here. Bhungtva cha vipulan bhoganta mante mat prasadajam mamanusmaranam prapya divyam lokam avapsyasi. Having enjoyed worldly pleasures in abundance by my grace, you, it doesn't say who's being addressed here, you will remember me at the last moment of life and will attain the divine world of Paramapadam. So although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is Vairagya Vidya Bhakti Yoga, renunciation and knowledge in Bhakti Yoga, devotional service, but there we see there are cases, Dhruva Maharaj is one case of a devotee who was given, this word is used here, vipula, tremendous material enjoyment, and then went back to Godhead. So it's not disallowed. But in Kali Yuga, it's really not worth trying to get material enjoyment, because it's not really worth trying at any yoga, but in this yoga, you have to endeavor so hard just to get a little enjoyment, and it's not, and even that is full of so much nastiness. It's really better just to aim at going back to Godhead and not think of enjoying on the way. Parashara Bhatta also quotes from Brahma Sutra to explain this name, Vihaya Sagati. Tadoka agra jvalanam tat prakashata dvaro vidya samatyat tat chesha gatyanu smriti yogacha hardanu grihita shatadikaya. Because of the efficacy of the bhakti yoga that has been practiced by the devotee. Now this is an important point in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, that their understanding of bhakti yoga, you have to do it perfectly. Then you can go to the Parampadam, the spiritual world. But then in the whole Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they practically ignore the whole bhakti yoga process, where you have to do it properly. It's like in Patanjali Ashtanga yoga system, you have to do it properly, you don't get the results. So in the Sri Vaishnava definition of bhakti yoga, you have to do it properly, otherwise you don't get the result. But therefore they say, well, it's too difficult to do it properly, so just surrender, sharanagati. So that is very much emphasized. But they don't deny that it is a process. It's not a difference of philosophy with us so much as a different use of the term bhakti yoga. Because in our Gaudiya understanding of bhakti yoga, sharanagati is not separate from that. It's the essential underlying principle. So Parashara Bhatta unpacks this Brahma Sutra to mean, because of the efficacy of the bhakti yoga that has been practiced by the devotee and because of the constant meditation on the path that leads to the supreme abode of the Lord, the devotee is able to see the opening by which he has to go when he leaves the body, when the soul leaves the body, through the Murdhyana Nadi or the Sushumna Nadi, which leads to the supreme abode of the Lord. This is the first of several names which several of the commentators, including Baladev Vidyabhushan, describe as step-by-step elucidating the Archadi Marga, the path of going back to Godhead by the mechanical process, or going to the spiritual world by the mechanical process, as is summarized, we have half a chapter in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, how the yogis go to the spiritual world on the strength of their bhakti yoga. So this is the first name, Vihayasagati, as it's explained by Parashara Bhatta and Baladev Vidyabhushan and some others. At this point of enjoying the material world and then going to the spiritual world, V.V. Ramanujan gives a reference from the Divya Prabandhas, where Divya Prabandham, where there's reference to let the devotees enjoy the pleasures of this world and then in the end go to the spiritual world. And Srila Prabhupada also said that. We also have in Bhagavatam, that's also, you can live happily in this world and then go to the spiritual world. It's not that we have to torture ourselves. That's not desirable, even in this horrible Karshyanta Sharira Stham. The Supreme Lord is in the heart of those who are torturing the body. So one shouldn't torture the body. That's demoniac austerity. Baladev Vidyabhushan says that the next 12 names, this and the next 11 names, indicate that the Supreme Lord is the cause by which the devotees to attain to the spiritual world, and this particularly by the Archadi Marga, this process, step by step, going up to the spiritual world. So even though it may be on the superficially on the strength of one's own practices, but ultimately everything is by the will of the Supreme Lord. Shankaracharya takes gati here to mean abode, and vihayasa, space. So one who lives in the sky is how he unpacks this, referring to Lord Vishnu, Om Tat Vishnu Paramang Padang Sada Pashyanti Suryaha. The suras, they look up to the spiritual sky to see the Supreme Lord there. And also the sun. The sun lives in the sky, resides in the sky. And the sun also has come up in Vishnu Sahasranam. The sun is identifiable with Vishnu. So who lives in the sky is the sun. But I'm not going to stop and do that again now. Surya Narayana, Satyadeva Varshishta, he also gives the meaning. Vihayase antarikshe gati gamanam yasya sa vihayasa gati hi. Suryaha. Surya is the sun. And although the name Surya is coming up just in the next few names, and it won't be, Jyoti is also coming up, but it won't be explained in the usual way. It's the transcendental scholars of Vishnu Sahasranama, they take great pleasure in finding all kinds of different meanings, absolutely based on the Sanskrit, which you couldn't imagine to describe how these names describe Vishnu. And we have this punning, playing on words, is very much a part of Sanskrit joking. We find also, Prabhupada gives that in the Nectar of Devotion, Where is your Vasa? Where is your residence? How do you smell? What's the other meaning? It comes out there. 4 or 5 meanings, yeah. So it's always, what did you say? Your clothes, yes. So in this way, Radharani, what's the word? Stultify, she outwits Krishna in a game of wordplay. Joking in Sanskrit. It's supposed to be very serious, right? Well, once you've gone through all the sutras and mastered all of that and all the culture and all the philosophy, then you can joke when you know how to do it. Radha Krishna Shastri takes the term Vihayasa to mean the sky, and because in the sky there's nothing to stop you moving, then he again, in another way, because there's no obstacle, because the space is empty, so in another way he comes to the same meaning of the sun, means the sun. He comments, Radha Krishna Shastri, the Bhagavan manifests in the form of the sun as one reflection, which again is playing on concepts here, because reflection is linked with the sun. One reflection of his love for the creation and everyone in the creation. And then we think back just to three names previously, Priyakrit. He gives us what we want, what is dear to us. So this understanding of the name Vihayasa Gati, he gives us, Vishnu gives us the sun because he's Priyakrit. He gives that which is desirable and desired, desirable for us and desired by us. Satyadeva Vashishta gives another meaning. He often gives completely different meanings to those of the previous commentators. He's a recent commentator in the second half of the 20th century. He gives the meaning, Vihayasa Gati means he who is attained by tapasvis through their tapasya. Tapasvi, in English, is there any word for tapasvi? One who performs austerities. Can you think of any word in English? Exact word. We have hermit, but that doesn't necessarily mean... Ascetic, that's the word. There was a word in English, ascesis, but that's gone out. That's still in Russian. They have that word for asceticism. So by their asceticism, they attain to the supreme, to Vishnu. Vihayasai tapasvibhi abhigamyate prapyata iti vihayasa gatihi Vishnu. He makes the point, it's Vishnu. The real goal of the ascetics is Vishnu. Not all the ascetics. Hiranyakashipu was maybe the greatest ascetic in history. But he was a demon. He got tremendous power by doing so. So if we don't recognize the power of the Supreme Lord and we want to perform austerity, then we can become very powerful. But that will be demoniac power. Indirectly, he also acknowledged that he himself has to get power from someone else. That's why he performed austerities. So when, in frustration, he asked Prahlad, who was frustrating all his power to try and kill Prahlad, Where do you get your power from? And Prahlad said, from the same source that you do, Vishnu. The one answer guaranteed to make Hiranyakashipu even more angry, if that was possible. The difference is that Prahlad, he says, I recognize the source of that power, and you don't. Anyway, Hiranyakashipu got pratyaksha pramana, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People say, show me God. You better be careful about saying that. Hiranyakashipu said that, right? Can you show me God? He got to see him. And even Nrsimha put his hand on his body and put him on his lap and put his hand on his stomach. That's what a parent may do to the child. We have to be careful what we desire. That came up in a recent Vishnu Sahasranama, Priyarha. Be careful what we desire, because you might get it. We should know what to desire. Name 881 is Jyotihi. Everyone knows what Jyoti means, right? Especially the Mayavadis. They're very fond of Jyoti, light. Let there be light. In the beginning of the Bible, let there be light. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He is light. It's a well-known word. You probably have it even in Tamil, maybe in some slightly different pronunciation. Do you have it? Jyoti, same. So it's a well-known word. And a very much misunderstood word when it's applied in spiritual contexts, which is mostly applied in nowadays, because the word for light in Indian languages, I know the word for light in Tamil, the word is light, right? Just like in Hindi, you'll say light of Koro. Hindi is easy, if you know English. Just need a few verbs, that's all. So that's the standard word, light. Misunderstood because generally people think Jyoti is supreme. It's true because Jyoti is a name for Vishnu, but it's not true in the way that they think. Vadanti tat tattvavidas tattvam yaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabhyate. This should be preached everywhere, especially among Hindus, who vadanti tat tattvavidas, and they get as far as Brahma, and then they stop. But if you stop, because the jiva by nature is active, you can't stop forever. And you're not going forward, so you have to come back. That's what happens. If you think that Jyoti is supreme, the light is supreme, then you get stuck in the Brahma Jyoti, and after some time, you have to come back again. As is stated, and I always get mixed up, is that in the Garbha Stuti or Brahma Stuti? I always get those two mixed up. The Yenyairvindaksha, is that the 14th chapter or 2nd chapter? Garbha Stuti. Yenyairvindaksha. Anyway, we have to stop going off on tangents here. Let's clarify here. Visaya Gatihi means who is attained by going through space, and the next few names, Parashabhata, will take these names as a description of the different steps involved in the Archiradi Marga, the path beginning with Archihi. the path taken by the muktas, the liberated souls. On the path back to Godhead. Prashabhata takes the light that leads to Vaikuntha. This material world is dark by nature. But the light who leads us to Vaikuntha is Bhagavan Vishnu. And also understood to mean the first step in the ascent of the jivas to the supreme abode, which is also called Archi. This description of the how one escapes from this material world, goes to the spiritual abode, alluded to and described somewhat in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita and is described in some detail in Chandogya Upanishad, how a liberated soul departs from the world and reaches the spiritual world. So the first thing is the light and the day and the smoke, those who go in the smoke, and then there's the Uttarayana, Dakshinayana. If you go by, you have to go in Uttarayana. Tomorrow is Bhishmashtami. We're speaking on Vishnu Sahasranam, spoken by Bhishma. So he was waiting for the Uttarayana to leave this world, because those who live in the Uttarayana, it's not that everyone who departs from this world in Uttarayana goes to the spiritual abode, but that is a condition if you're going to be liberated by the mechanical process. So by the words light, day, all these different words, it's understood that refers to the demigods who oversee this. But here in Vishnu Sahasranam, the commentators are clarifying that, and this is especially important in Sri Vaishnav culture, that behind every demigod is a particular form of Vishnu. So we don't, in Sri Vaishnav culture, there's no supplicating demigods for material gains, but people who want to approach Vishnu for material gains can do so by approaching various forms of Vishnu. I don't know them all, but we know this is very big over in the Madhva side also, that higher Griva avatar for knowledge. We can also approach Sarasvati, Deving, Sarasvating, Vyasam, before reciting Bhagavatam, we offer respects to Sarasvati, knowing Shuddha Sarasvati. Yesterday was the Sarasvati Puja. So Shuddha Sarasvati gives spiritual knowledge, and Dushta Sarasvati, as in the terms of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, she gives us knowledge by which we remain entangled in this material world. But Higher Griva Avatar gives knowledge or realization of knowledge. Archi refers to the first deity that escorts the liberated soul to the supreme abode. So one takes you so far, then another takes you a little further, another takes you a little further. Therefore it's called the Archi or Adi Marga. Parashabhata in this regard quotes from Chandogya Upanishad and the Brahma Sutras. Chandogya, te archisham abhisambhavanti. They link up with Agni. Archi here means Agni, fire. From fire to the day means the deity of the day. In Vedic culture, it's understood, and actually in cultures all over the world, it was previously understood that everything, the day, the night, the sun, the moon, the wind, every tree, there's spiritual, there's a deity or a personality. In every tree, and then every forest has its own, just like we have the body, a little bit of Sharir Sharir Bhav here. We have the body where there's one main jiva, and then there's all the cells in the body, so many jivas. So just like in the forest, there's so many trees or individual jivas, and then the forest itself has one preside, or even a small copse in a village. Spirit is everywhere. And materialistic misunderstanding is that everything is simply matter. It was there all over the world previously, but Christianity stamped that out to a large degree. Christianity and later Islam. Instead of seeing spirit everywhere, they think our Father who art in heaven only. There's no spirit. And they think the body is the spirit. Gross misunderstanding. Brahma Sutra also refers to this. Achiradina tat pratite. Along the path, beginning with light, this is well known. Because Brahma Sutras, every sutra refers to Anupanishadic statement. Again, in same section of Brahma Sutras, ātivāhika talingāt. Oops. They are persons deputed to take the meditators to Brahman, because there is an indication of this. Some sections of Brahma Sutras, pretty much all the commentators, they refer back to the same Upanishadic references, just like Atato Brahma Jignyasa, Janmadyasya Yataha. These two together, they all refer to the Taittiriya Upanishad, Yatova Imani Bhutani Jayante, Ityadi. And this section also, it will all refer to this section of Chandogya Upanishad. It's very clear. The other sections are taken in a completely different course, and that's why we have and sometimes the Vaishnava commentators, they also follow Shankara's explanation in some places. Anyway, V.V. Ramanuja refers to the, in this regard, to the Bhagavad Gita, Agnir Jyotir Aha Shuklaha. So we see here, Agni is the first step on the Achiradi Mag. Jyoti, which we're discussing now, is the light. Next is Aha, the day. Shukla Shanmas. The light, then the Shanmasha Uttarayanam. In the 6 months of Uttarayana, Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidojanaha. So, light in the form of fire, light in the form of the spiritual light, light in the form of day, light in the form of the bright fortnight, the Shukla Paksha. Then light in the form of the 6 months of the sun, when the sun is in the northern course. Even if you die with all those conditions, you won't get liberated. You have to be Brahmavit. Then you go to the Brahma Brahmavido Janaha. Gachanti Brahma. You can go to Brahma if you're Brahmavit and you pass away in this time. However, those who fail to fulfill all these conditions, then they go to the Dhumadi Marga, the smoky path, and they go to heaven, and then they can try again. That's one kind of imperfect yogi. And there are also the Yamaya Marga, they go to hell. It's not mentioned in Bhagavad Gita exactly in this context. In the Divya Prabandham, there's a detailed explanation of how the liberated soul on his way to Vaikuntha, at every step, we have the Agni, Jyoti, Aha, Shukla, Shanmasa. At every step he has a welcoming committee. He's being welcomed, step by step. Baladev Vidyabhushan explains in pretty much the same way. Jyoti, Vishnu, he who shines, from him comes a shining light, attaining which, seeing which, the devotee exits the body through the Sushumna Nadi. So devotees also do that. We find descriptions in Bhagavatam. They follow the process for that yuga of attaining Vishnu. Kriteyadhyayatam Vishnu. That was the process for devotees to attain Vishnu in this age. It all sounds very complicated and difficult to understand. So for us, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But this is the process. There may be some rare souls who are still doing that, but it generally takes a long time, so we don't have time in Kali Yuga to do all this. Jyoti, the meaning also means light which is light by nature. It's self-luminous. Shankaracharya gives this meaning. One who shines of his own accord, quoting Mahanarayana Upanishad, Narayana paro jyotir, Atma Narayana paraha. Also Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which Shankara didn't quote this. He quoted from Mahanarayana Upanishad. Radha Krishna Shastri quotes to uphold this meaning from Brihadaranyaka, Atra ayam purushaha swayam jyotihi. Here is this person who is self-illuminated. Another commentator commenting on Shankara's commentary, he who is the light, Vishnu here as jyoti is described as he who is the light of self-luminous consciousness. So we also, conscious beings. So consciousness is comparable to light. Understanding is compared to light, especially moral understanding. I saw the light. It means I came to understand what is right. We have in Bhagavad Gita, Jyotisham apitaj jyotis tamasaf paramuchyate. He is the source of light in all luminous objects. He is beyond the darkness of matter. Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse, to this section of this verse. The Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the source of light in all luminous objects like the sun, moon, and stars. In the Vedic literature, we find that in the spiritual kingdom there is no need of sun or moon because the effulgence of the Supreme Lord is there. In the material world, that Brahma Jyoti, the Lord's spiritual effulgence, is covered by the Mahat Tattva, the material elements. Therefore, in this material world, we require the assistance of sun, moon, electricity, etc., for light. But in the spiritual world, there is no need of such things. It is clearly stated in the Vedic literature that because of his luminous effulgence, everything is illuminated. It is clear, therefore, that his situation is not in the material world. He is situated in the spiritual world, which is far, far away in the spiritual sky. That is also confirmed in the Vedic literature. Adityavarnam tamasah parastat. He is just like the sun, eternally luminous, but he is far, far beyond the darkness of this material world. That's the end of that section from Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. From Mundaka Upanishad, Tameva Bhantam Anupati Sarvam Tasya Bhasha Sarvam Idang Vibhati. Everything shines by following him who is the one who shines and illuminates everything. Another commentator, Krishna Datta Bharadvaj, explains the name to mean he who enlightens through his bodily effulgence. Then Satyadeva Vashishtha explains how is this meaning is who gives illumination to the sun and the moon. How is the sun shining? How is the moon shining? I discussed this in detail in those talks on the sun. The sun and fire are both referred to as jyoti in the Vedic terminology. And here we have jyoti as the name of Vishnu. Therefore, it's understood that the source of light in the sun and the moon is Vishnu. And that we also have jyoti samapi taj jyotihi. He is the light in all light illuminating objects. Agnir jyotir, jyotir agni swaha. Suryo jyotir, jyotihi suryaha swaha. This gives a reference as Yajur 3.9. I presume that's Yajurveda Brahmana. So it says it's offering to Agni is light, light is Agni, Surya is light, and light is Surya. So here's light. We also have lights here, right? 20 watts, I think. Sorry, it said 20 watts. You wouldn't expect much light from a 20 watt light, but it's a halogen light. So by technological manipulation, it's quite bright. It's not as bright as Vishnu. He's the supreme light. Very bright. Blinding light. We don't like this light in our face. Blinding light. When Krishna took Arjuna first into the darkness, then beyond the darkness, tamasah parastat, beyond the darkness, into the abode of Vishnu, going to Mahavishnu Loka, within this, as manifested within this universe. Blinding light. Blinding light. He's the supreme light of all. He's the light by which everything else is illuminated. He is the light by which everything else is lit. An important point here is that by giving light, he eliminates darkness. But I discussed that in depth in the 44 talks. There. Light means, we also have the word enlightenment. From Nrisimha Sahasranama, names of Nrisimhadev, Su jyotis twang param jyotir, atma jyoti sanatanaha, jyotir loka swarupas twam, Twang jyotir jyotisang patihi. He is sujyoti, very bright and good light. Or is praying to him, twam, you are. He is the supreme light. He is the light of the soul, the eternal light of the soul. He is the very form of the light which lights up the world. He is light, and he is the Lord of Light. Vancha kalpatarubhyo charkripa sindhubhyo eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya churnakang padiyo nipatit kritva chakakushatam etad aham ravimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad gauranga chandra charne kurutanu ragaha. Parivadatu jano yata tatava nanu mukaro navayang vichare yamaha. Harirasa madira madati mata. Bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Remember, today is Advaita Saptami. So today until midday, you have to live on light alone. Air is also allowed. And you can be nourished, keep you alive with spiritual food, as Mukunda Prabhu speaks on Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Parikshit Maharaj, no food, no water for 7 days and nights. He was really absorbed. That's pretty hard to imagine even. Hare Krishna, this talk is over. And only another 119 names to go. It's not much when you've been through 881. But it'll still take probably at least 2 years. Thank you for your patience in listening. This kind of talk is not the most entertaining. Those will listen who have some taste for hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you all for listening. Hare Krishna. I'm finished here.